Winter is here, and so is all the coughing and sneezing it brings. Now's the time to make sure your immune system is as strong as it can be. You've heard me talk about how I've used Empower to supercharge my immune system. Now my friends at the Harmony Company have introduced a new and improved version of Empower called Empower Plus. This improved formula combines HCC, one of the most powerful mushroom extracts, with fermented wheat germ extract. Super concentrate, supercharging your immune system like never before. With more than 150 combined published research reports, Empower Plus will quickly give your immune system the super boost you need. So if you're looking for a way to handle whatever the winter throws at you, Empower Plus is the solution. For more information and to order, go to theharmonycompany.com. That's theharmonycompany.com. Or call 800-422-5518. 800-422-5518. Use coupon code HOFFMAN10 at checkout and get a 10% discount and free shipping. That's theharmonycompany.com for the new Empower Plus.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome back to another hour of the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you for yet another year. A happy new year to you, 2025. And we pledge to provide you with news you can use on the health front throughout 2025. I'm excited about the prospects because, well, a lot of health news that's going to be generated this year. Medical breakthroughs, medical politics, lots of health news. So we're going to share that with you to the best of my ability in 2025. My New Year's resolution is to make that information as relevant and as understandable and practical as can be. 877-726-8255. That's a way you can get questions to us. Let's hear one of those questions.
I have a question about blood pressure. My diastolic pressure ranges between 65 to about 78. However, my systolic pressure can range anywhere from 107 to 160. My question is, can that spike of systolic pressure cause an embolism just like atrial fibrillation can?
Okay, so an interesting question. So what he's talking about is talking about the two parts of the blood pressure. The first number is the systolic. Second number is the diastolic. The diastolic is quite good because we like a diastolic certainly under 90, preferably under 85. And the systolic for this individual is very variable. It's pretty low at some times, but then it spikes. It goes up to 160, which is considered too high. And this is often the pattern in people who are older. But generally what happens as you get older, it's not so much your diastolic that goes up, it's your systolic that goes up because of what's called hardening of the arteries or arterial stiffness. And so therefore, systolic blood pressure is a feature of older individuals. This sounds like potentially a middle-aged individual. And when there's a big spread in your systolic blood pressure, it sounds more like an adrenaline-related problem. You know, the sympathetic nervous system goes into overdrive sometimes as a result of anxiety or stress, and the blood pressure spikes. So a logical way to deal with that is with a medication or a natural treatment that addresses stress. And in the case of a blood pressure medication, the more ideal medications for those kind of changes are what are called beta blockers. They take the edge off spikes in systolic blood pressure. And of course, natural practices like exercise, like meditation, like relaxation therapies, like Tai Chi, things along those lines, breathing exercises and so on. Now, is it possible that a spike in blood pressure will cause an embolism? I think you're using the term embolism as an equivalent for any kind of blood clot. A blood clot, say, to your brain, which can cause a stroke, all right? And more technically, that word is a thrombosis. You know, coronary thrombosis, okay, that's a heart attack. And cerebral thrombosis, that's a stroke. And so can a spike in blood pressure cause that to happen? I guess technically it is possible, but I don't think that that should be a cause for undue anxiety. It is desirable to get your blood pressure under control, not because one episode of high blood pressure is going to immediately cause a stroke, but because over time, there's kind of an erosive effect, you know, like a Grand Canyon effect. The Grand Canyon started as a little stream, you know, near the surface without big canyon walls. And over time, the flow of the water eroded the canyon to the point where it's over a mile deep. And that's kind of what happens in your arteries. Over time, high blood pressure has kind of an erosive effect on your arterial walls and can cause atherosclerosis, can cause dilation sometimes of your blood vessels, which can result in a burst blood vessel. These are problems that are chronic rather than acute. So, I mean, don't want to add to your additional anxiety. When you take your blood pressure and you go, oh my God, you know, my blood pressure's a little high. It's like, I'm going to have a stroke today. That's not usually the way it works. Although a blood pressure, a systolic blood pressure over, say, 200, 220 or something like that is a medical emergency. You really have to be cooled down with aggressive medical treatment in an emergency room to get that kind of blood pressure under control. Because that can, at that level, potentially it can eventuate in a what's called a CVA, cerebrovascular accident or stroke. 877-726-8255, our number. And a number one complaint among my patients and listeners is fatigue. And certainly as you age, there's a tendency to feel more run down. So if you're feeling tired, and if you wish you could turn back the clock on aging, NT-factor lipids is one of my go-tos. It's a breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to repair and renew your body cells. NT-factor lipids are identical to the phospholipids found in your cellular membranes. They've been shown to repair mitochondrial damage, a primary cause of biological aging. In clinical trials, NT-factor therapy resulted in a 26.8 increase in mitochondrial function, restoring it to levels found in young adults. NT-factor has also been shown to reduce fatigue by up to 43%. It's even been shown to significantly reduce a wide range of symptoms and improve the quality of life in patients with various conditions like chronic fatigue syndrome and those undergoing chemotherapy. Post-COVID, post-Lyme, I've been using NT-Factor for years, prescribed for my patients. You can find the NT-Factor line of nutritional formulas at your favorite health food store or online retailer, or to order direct, call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com for their full range of products. All right, a minor medical enigma at a New Year's Day party. The family, we all got together for New Year's, and which coincided with the last day of Hanukkah. So it was nice. The kids were there, and everybody had a good time, exchanged presents, and celebrated the New Year. And then one of the adults said to a six-year-old gal who was there, could come a little closer. I want to look at your face. And lo and behold, her face was all red, red patches on her face. And her ears were red. And then he said, well, let's pull down the strap on her dress and looked at her back. And her back was all red. And there were these little raised bumps. So this is evidently a case of hives. And being the doctor present, it's handy having a doctor in the family, I said, oh, this is a case of, it's obviously a case of hives, formally speaking, urticaria. And what to do about it? Well, fortunately, there was some children's Benadryl there in liquid form. And Benadryl is a great antihistamine. And I said, give her some Benadryl. And indeed, Benadryl can be a little sedating. So I said, well, you don't give her too much because she's going to be knocked out and then she won't be able to open her presents and enjoy the party. You just give her a little bit. And lo and behold, in half an hour, 45 minutes, all the red spots disappeared and she was happy and she wasn't knocked out. But then we thought, like, what could have triggered that? Because he'd never had this problem before. So I asked around, and they just got back from a trip to Florida. And there, she had tried something new, which is called kombucha. Kombucha, cha, I guess, is tea. And kombucha is a type of tea that is fermented. And the way that you make kombucha is you get something called a SCOBY, which is a symbiotic culture of bacteria and yeast. It's like a little rubbery plug. And you can buy SCOBY. It is a mass of bacteria and yeast, a symbiotic culture of bacteria and yeast. And I guess it's a cross between yeasted bread and sourdough bread when applied to the tea, because it ferments the tea. And in so doing, it imparts an interesting taste to it, and there's a variety of health benefits that are attributed to it. And besides, it's a source of probiotics. But it's also very high in histamine. And this is something that I have patients who have chronic hives, and I tell them to avoid that kind of stuff. Avoid sauerkraut, fermented foods, kimchi, and another less well-known source of concentrated probiotics is kombucha. And so she had apparently asked the parents, she had a lot of kombucha. She really liked the flavor of it, guzzled a lot of kombucha. And result was that within a few hours, she developed hives. So a lesson learned, she's probably going to avoid kombucha. I said, go easy on the probiotics for the next couple of days, because those too can exacerbate problems in people who are susceptible to hives, so-called people with histamine intolerance. These are people who might have to avoid exposure to fermented foods, which are generally good for people. But fermented foods for people who have hives, allergic reactions, sometimes stomach problems. Some people are genetically predisposed because they lack an enzyme called DAO, diamine oxidase, which is responsible for breaking down histamine. Histamine then builds up. As a result, people are more susceptible to histamine overload. 877-726-8255. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. All's well that ends well, and we'll be right back.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255. And let's take one of those recorded questions. Let's hear it.
I'm a 62-year-old male, 6 feet, 162, very active. Cholesterol numbers are pretty good, 190, HDL 88, triglycerides 50, and LDL 90. I had a calcium score of 20, and my family doctor suggested a statin, a 10 milligram statin every other day. Just your opinion. That's all. From what I understand, possibly statins can cause a bit of calcification in the arteries. But I know there is a wonderful benefit to them.
Okay, you know, it's a really interesting question, and this is a question I get so often. I mean, it's almost became the mainstay of my practice, is people seeking a second opinion on statins. So often statins are prescribed, and it's estimated that a fairly high percentage of statins are prescribed unnecessarily. Conversely, some people who really should be on statins are not receiving them. They have cholesterol that seems reasonably good, but then you look at all their other risk factors, and it turns out that surprisingly they have a very high calcium score. So what are we talking about? We're talking about a test that's referred to as a CAC, coronary artery calcium. It's done via CT scan, sometimes referred to as an EBT heart scan. And it's a great test because it answers the question, what's really happening in your arteries? Because you don't know just from your numbers. You could have a sky-high cholesterol. In fact, a study that I recently reviewed showed that even people with an LDL over 190, that's the, not the total cholesterol, but the LDL, the so-called bad cholesterol, a fairly significant double-digit percentage of them don't have any calcium in their coronary arteries. Calcium in the coronary arteries is highly prognostic of the risk for heart attack or stroke. And a score of zero virtually guarantees you of avoidance of cardiovascular problems, especially if you have it a little later in life. I mean, if you have it at 20, yeah, most people don't have any plaque yet, but surprisingly high percentage of people, even at a young age, have some plaque. But if you have that score of zero at 60 or 65 or 70, it's virtually impossible for you to have a rapid acceleration of plaque deposition that could result in a heart attack during your lifetime. So you have a pretty good profile. I mean, you're a healthy guy, don't have any significant risk factors, presumably don't have hypertension, diabetes, and you have a really, really nice HDL and a fairly low cholesterol. But lo and behold, you've got a slightly high calcium score of 20. So if you were, you called and you said, I'm 82 and I have this score, I'd say, congratulations, you'll die of a heart attack at 137 because it takes a while for plaque to form. But you're relatively young, you're 20, and you might want to hang out for another 40 years or four decades. And so during that time, plaque deposition can occur at a kind of a rapid rate. And ultimately, you could be at high risk. Now, I don't think it is a crucial decision. You could use an all-of-the-above approach to say, what the heck, I'll take a statin. If I tolerate it, don't have muscle pain or problems, I'll take it, no biggie. You'll gain some slight benefits. It's not a crucial decision. If you decide just to go full court press on lifestyle, I would not worry too much. Take all the requisite supplements that prevent cardiovascular disease. I don't think it's like a life or death decision. You could take a statin at a low dose. The doctor's saying take it every other day. That's not likely to cause a lot of downsides. And there may be a slight benefit, although only a very slight statistical benefit in terms of someone with a relatively low plaque score like yours. Your choice. But it's not a life or death fork in the road for you. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine. You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands that I know and trust. The very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com.
Winter is here, and so is all the coughing and sneezing it brings. Now's the time to make sure your immune system is as strong as it can be. You've heard me talk about how I've used Empower to supercharge my immune system. Now my friends at the Harmony Company have introduced a new and improved version of Empower called Empower Plus.
This approved formula combines AHCC, one of the most powerful mushroom extracts, with fermented wheat germ extract. Super concentrate, supercharging your immune system like never before. With more than 150 combined published research reports, Empower Plus will quickly give your immune system the super boost you need. So if you're looking for a way to handle whatever the winter throws at you, Empower Plus is the solution. For more information and to order, go to theharmonycompany.com. That's theharmonycompany.com. Or call 800-422-5518. 800-422-5518. Use coupon code HOFFMAN10 at checkout and get a 10% discount and free shipping. That's theharmonycompany.com for the new Empower Plus.
drhoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. Our number is 877-726-8255, and there's some real fundamental structural problems in our healthcare system. And that actually is going to be the theme in 2025 as we change administrations and as we have an effort to MAHA, make America healthy again. And we got people in top positions who have kind of radical ideas on how to reform things. We have Dr. Mehmet Oz, who's going to be heading up an outfit that oversees Medicare. And when it comes to Medicare, hey, folks, have you noticed if you're a little older and you're on Medicare that you're having trouble finding a doctor who will take your Medicare? For example, I have a friend in California, and when I went to California, he called me up and said, I can't meet you because my wife has had a car accident. And I said, that's terrible. She said, yeah, that's the second time that she's cracked up her car. 4 months ago, she totaled her car, and then we got her new car just 3 weeks ago, and she totaled it again. I said, uh-oh, what's going on? He says, I think she's got some issues with cognitive and some neurological problems. And so I spoke to him recently. This is 3 months later, and I asked what had happened when she went to the neurologist, and he said, she has an appointment in February. So the accident happened in September. It takes months to see a doctor who will accept Medicare, even in such a dire instance. By the way, obviously, family took away the keys, and so she's not going to undertake independent driving any longer. This story from MedPage. Doctors cut back on seeing Medicare patients as another pay cut looms. So think of the prices of everything. Prices of everything have soared. Grocery prices, but prices in general, energy prices, your bills are astronomical. But at the very same time, they're slashing reimbursements to Medicare. The Center for Medicare is proposing a 2.8% cut in Medicare fees for the 2025 fiscal year, which, if approved by Congress, comes on top of a 1.7% cut in 2024. So the net result is that fewer and fewer doctors want to see Medicare, or if they do see Medicare patients, they limit the number of Medicare patients that they see, and other doctors are just pulling out of the whole system and they're becoming concierge doctors. You just pay them a flat fee and they're available to you. They limit the number of patients they see, but they say they're making the same amount of money seeing less patients and not dealing with the hassles of Medicare. So, yeah, this is a doctor, a 65-year-old pediatrician in San Luis Obispo. He says the Medicare cuts hit him very personally. I finally went on Medicare and tried to find a physician. I couldn't find one. They were all either full up or not available. This is an MD, a 65-year-old pediatrician. I finally found an internist who took Medicare, but I had to pull some strings. And he says, if I have trouble finding a physician, what's going on for other folks in the population? The fact that these reimbursement cuts are coming, everybody is aware of these things, and it just creates a profound amount of insecurity in the system. So there is an alternative. It's called Medicare Advantage. And the premise is that by offloading Medicare patients to Medicare Advantage, which is private insurance, that it would reduce the burden on government payments, because Medicare Advantage still is subsidized by Medicare. But they thought, well, the private companies can enact efficiencies and they can administer it better
than the Medicare program, and that it would ultimately lower healthcare costs. Well, it turns out it hasn't. And recently, the assassination in cold blood here in Manhattan, right in front of the Hilton Hotel, of CEO Brian Johnson of United Healthcare has highlighted some of the problems associated with the system administered by United Healthcare. United Healthcare is one of the biggest Medicare Advantage insurers. And there's an article here in the Wall Street Journal on how they game the system. And Medicare Advantage, if you see the burden of commercials towards the end of the year when you can change your Medicare plan, they say, "Hi, it's urgent now. It's time you can change your Medicare plan. But the time is lapsing, and you got to do it now." Medicare Advantage lures people away from traditional Medicare with incentives. You can get dental, vision, hearing benefits, even gym memberships, low upfront costs. But ultimately, there are restricted networks of doctors who will take you, who are part of Medicare Advantage, and more doctors are pulling out of Medicare Advantage because it doesn't work for them. And there's delays and denials of care. And especially one of the ways they save money is they deny care towards the end of life when you need to be put under supervised care. That is one of the ways that Medicare Advantage saves money. But they also attempt to garner more reimbursement with magical codes which obtain greater reimbursement for them, because it's all about the code. It's about a diagnostic code or procedure code, which has a fixed payment. And curious thing happens when someone goes from Medicare to Medicare Advantage. According to the Wall Street Journal, they did a survey and they found that all of a sudden, the same patients who go from Medicare, overall, there was a 7% year-over-year rise in what's called the sickness score, the number of diagnoses that patients have under traditional Medicare. But when they switch to Medicare Advantage, that soars. They come up with all kinds of ingenious new diagnoses. And one of the ways they do that is they prompt the physicians. And since a lot of physicians work off of electronic medical records, they basically interface in a computer, they don't let you go until you put in some of their ingenious suggested diagnoses. And they say that this upcoding, the sickness scores for those United Healthcare patients who switched from Medicare to Medicare Advantage increased 55% on average in their first year in the plan. And they come up with weird diagnoses. Like, I don't think I've ever seen a patient with this condition. Hyperaldosteronism, which garners you an additional $2,000 in payment if you simply enter that code for that patient. But it's a fact of human physiology that anyone who has high blood pressure, they potentially have a little bit of extra aldosterone. In fact, many of the blood pressure drugs block aldosterone. And so it's kind of a plausible diagnosis, but in reality, it's a rare condition. But such a rare condition that it's considered an extraordinary medical expense, and thus garners a higher reimbursement for United Healthcare. So gaming the system, and this is going to come under scrutiny in 2025. And we've got a healthcare system that is headed for the precipice. People can't access it. People are ending up with enormous expenses because they're higher deductibles. And then there's denials of payment. There's unprecedented levels of medical bankruptcy. But the drugs are becoming so expensive. And the doctors are not so much the problem. They're not asking for more money. They're, in effect, at the brunt of cost containment efforts. Their levels of reimbursement within Medicare are declining. And hence, more and more doctors are bailing from Medicare, result being that it's harder and harder, especially for an older person, to find a doctor, or especially to obtain an appointment in a timely fashion with a specialist. 877-726-8255, our number. It's January, obviously. Time to tackle those New Year's resolutions. So what do you want to achieve? Feel your best? Conquer your goals? Well, let me share my personal experience with MitoPure from Timeline Nutrition. I love this stuff. As someone who loves to stay active, I've noticed a significant boost in my workouts since I started taking it. It's not so much my workouts are great, but it's my recovery time that has really improved. I just don't feel as knocked out. I can exercise on a daily basis. I don't have as much downtime of recovering. I feel stronger, more energized. And if you want to imagine having the energy to tackle every challenge that comes your way, well, MitoPure can be a game changer for you. It contains urolithin A, a rare postbiotic that promotes cellular renewal, and the science is really strong. MitoPure is the only urolithin A supplement on the market, clinically proven to target the effects of age-related cellular decline. MitoPure addresses common signs of aging at the root, so if you want to support your cellular health and achieve your goals for 2025, MitoPure is offering a rare, deep discount. So get ready to hear about this to get your 2025 started right. This month only, the month of resolution, January 2025, get 33% off MitoPure. It's a great opportunity to try it. Just go to timeline.com/Hoffman33. That's timeline.com/Hoffman33 for 33% off MitoPure. The entry threshold is as low as we can make it for you, Intelligent Medicine listeners. MitoPure is your scientifically backed ally in the quest for slowing down the aging process. And now this item, you know, I drink tea. I used to not like tea, but I've gotten in the habit of drinking tea in the morning. And tea is a good thing because it contains catechins, which are protective. I recently read a very interesting story about how drinking tea and even coffee, because of the beneficial polyphenols that these compounds contain, reduces the risk for head and neck cancer. And many benefits of tea. And besides, it's a little less caffeine. It's about a third of the caffeine of coffee. So I kind of minimize my caffeine quotient for the day by having some black tea, some Irish tea, Scottish tea, Earl Grey tea. I vary it in the morning. And I've noticed over the past few years that they introduced new types of tea bags. And I don't like them because ordinary paper tea bags, okay, they're fine. But they came up with these new, they're satiny feeling tea bags. They're a little stiffer. They look like a composite of paper with a little plastic, right? And I don't want to dip plastic tea bags into hot water. And it turns out, according to a study, my instincts were right. Headline, commercial tea bags release millions of microplastics, which have the potential to enter human intestinal cells. Okay, so what happens is they did a study, and they looked at these tea bags that are nylon versus cellulose. Cellulose is paper. And they found that the nylon tea bags released hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of tiny microparticles or nanoparticles. The study shows that when brewing tea, polypropylene, that's a plastic ingredient, releases approximately 1.2 billion particles per millimeter. Yikes! Nylon releases 8.18 million particles per millimeter. And so these plastic tea bags are not good for you. Then they looked at the intestinal cells, and they found that the intestinal cells had the potential to absorb these microparticles with potentially deleterious effects on the gastrointestinal system. So the article entitled Tea Bag Derived Micro and Nanoplastics. And that indeed is a potential concern if you're a tea drinker. Avoid those tea bags. 877-726-8255. Our number, I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Have you ever heard someone say that probiotics didn't work for them? Since all probiotics are not the same, the probiotic you choose can make the difference between superior results and no results. Look for an enriched formula containing these three key components for best results: probiotics, prebiotics, and postbiotics. A worldwide leader in microbiome health for over 40 years, Dr. Ohira's Probiotics is an enriched full-spectrum probiotic system fermenting multiple strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics. The result? Transformative postbiotic metabolites that maintain and support the biodiversity of flora in your gut for optimal digestion, gut-brain, and immune health. Dr. Ohira's, certified vegetarian, free of gluten, allergens, dairy, and GMOs. Get Dr. Ohira's probiotics today at Sprouts, Natural Grocers, Whole Foods, Vitamin Shop, and other natural health retailers nationwide.
It's January, time to tackle those New Year's resolutions. What do you want to achieve? Feel your best, conquer your goals. Let me share my personal experience with MightyPure from Timeline Nutrition. As someone who loves to stay active, I've noticed a significant boost in my workouts since I started taking it. I feel stronger and more energized, and my recovery time has improved dramatically. Imagine having the energy to tackle every challenge that comes your way. MightyPure is a game changer. It contains urolithin A, a rare postbiotic that promotes cellular renewal. MightyPure is the only urolithin A supplement on the market clinically proven to target the effects of age-related cellular decline. MightyPure addresses common signs of aging at the root. So if you want to support your cellular health and achieve your goals for 2025, MightyPure is offering a rare deep discount to get your 2025 started right. This month only, get 33% off MightyPure. Just go to timeline.com/Hoffman33. That's timeline.com/Hoffman33 for 33% off MightyPure. MightyPure is your scientifically backed ally in the quest for slowing down the aging process.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255. And we have another recorded question. By the way, you can record questions and call anytime you like during the week. The answer box stands at your ready to receive your question. And then we'll address it on a future episode of Intelligent Medicine. So let's hear one of those.
I was diagnosed with POTS after a fall and hitting my head. And after exercising, I have a flare-up. So I'm wondering what can you suggest and if I should do more tests or what kind of tests I should have. Please, if you have some recommendation from your point of view, I really, really appreciate it.
Okay, thanks for your question. So POTS. POTS stands for Postural Orthostatic Tachycardia Syndrome. And it's another way of saying you feel kind of weak and dizzy and lightheaded. I guess in the 19th century, we could have called this the vapors. You know, women would have a tendency to faint. And so it's not a brand new phenomenon, but it can be a sequel to a viral infection. Post-COVID is often associated with POTS. Patients who have chronic fatigue syndrome often have POTS. So what does it mean in actuality? Well, postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome means, paradoxically, what happens is when you stand up, your heart rate increases. This is generally the case. And if you stand up abruptly, say you're doing a squat and you're holding the squat for a minute and you stand up really rapidly, there's a tendency for the blood to stay in your lower extremities and not rush up to your head adequately to keep you from feeling lightheaded. So the body compensates by having the heart pump faster. But in POTS, the heart works harder and there's a much more than normal speed up in your heart rate. So your heart's pounding, boom, 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 as you stand up. And this can be associated with a feeling of anxiety, a feeling of lightheadedness, and even passing out. And also there's brain fog associated with this, because maybe the brain isn't getting adequate perfusion, blood circulation. So complicated problem has to do with the autonomic nervous system, and it's hard sometimes to fix the autonomic nervous system. Strategies for POTS include increasing your intake of fluids, but especially fluids with electrolytes. So some people suggest Gatorade, That tends to have a lot of sugar and coloring. I would suggest something with more natural sources of sodium, magnesium, and potassium. But definitely sodium increases your blood volume and makes you less likely to feel lightheaded. So some people address it with that measure. You can also address it by making sure that the blood doesn't pool in your legs or lower extremities. Sometimes people use elastic stockings, pressure stockings, to keep the blood from pooling in their lower extremities, and thus redirecting it towards your brain. Also, beta blockers sometimes prevent the heart rate increase. Those are drugs that are commonly employed. But also drugs like Florinef. Florinef is something that increases blood pressure. It's what's called a mineralocorticoid. It's actually mirrors something that's produced by the adrenals. Often people have adrenal weakness and they take adrenal supplements. Licorice is generally a good herb for people who have POTS, but it has to be monitored because you can go low potassium with too much licorice. And you can have actual water retention. You can also undertake vestibular rehabilitation, which is kind of reorienting yourself in space, which is a great way of, it's kind of physical therapy so that you can learn to move in space, move your head around so you don't feel dizzy and lightheaded. That's something that's available at certain centers. So there you have it. Also, standinguptopots.org is a place where you can find a lot of resources related to POTS and some good discussions about how to deal with it. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Thanks for joining us. Have a very happy new year and enjoy your weekend. This is Intelligent Medicine.